Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Mindful Minutes, a thought-provoking podcast for Indian small and medium businesses. I am Tanay Sarpoddar, and I'm here to challenge the idea of marketing as a mere expense. I also would love to explore fresh perspectives with business leaders and marketers. So join us for insightful discussions that will shift your view and spark creative marketing strategies. Get ready to add mindful marketing to your list of new skills. So what are we discussing this time? This time, we are discussing a three-stage blueprint for Indian small and medium businesses, like I said. But this three-stage blueprint is on mindful marketing change. The core is change. As everybody agrees, change is the only constant. So let's dive deep into this factor. How does it affect marketing? And what all new perspectives come alongside. I'm trying to break it down into three episodes. The first one would be trying to awaken the need, talking about urgency, alliances, and vision, which is required for change. The second would be primarily around vision for when from vision to motion. How do we communicate? How should we empower? And especially, how should we win? That too early. And last but not the least, we will be talking on how do you root for change and how do you scale stronger when you are rooting for change. So it probably would include consolidation, institutionalization, and a holistic review. So let's see how and what all comes out with these episodes. So on that note, let's start. Let's start with the first one, awakening the need, which is urgency, alliance, and vision for change. That's the topic. So before any great shift, there's always a moment of reckoning. I'm sure you all will agree with that. And for Indian SMBs, what I feel, that moment is now. Competition is no longer just across the street. It's probably across platforms, across borders, across algorithms. And whether you run a 30% SaaS firm in Pune or a factory-done marketing shift in Coimbatore or a fast-growing design studio, probably in NCR, Delhi, you're not only competing with businesses, you know, you're also up against global first players who have never set foot in your city, but have already set up shop in your customer's inbox. That's the reality. The reality is the market is moving very fast and most SMBs can even adapt. But the question is not whether change will happen, but whether your marketing or your organization will adapt in time. So let's explore the first three steps as we discussed earlier and then try and apply them specifically to marketing in Indian scenario. So we'll talk about urgency. That's right, as a spark. Then let's talk about coalitions as an engine and vision as a compass. All in all, trying to create a meaningful marketing change. So when we talk about change, what's the first thing that comes to your mind is there's a spark for urgency. Many SMBs or many leaders treat marketing as an expense until the crisis hits. Like, for example, leads dry up or your CSE doubles or when a competitor shows sudden growth or probably owns a major market share of your digital search traffic or organic traffic in your category. Now, this reactive approach creates patchwork marketing, a mix of quick fixes that work for 3 months but never build a long-term capability. Don't get me wrong. Urgency matters, but urgency is not panic. Panic makes people defensive. Urgency makes people decisive. Urgency reframes change as an opportunity. I can give an example. Like, instead of saying SEO rankings are down, let's say we're losing visibility. That's the window to claim authority in a space that our competitors probably haven't dominated. That's how I would look at it. Let's take a hypothetical example to go along with that. Imagine a SaaS firm in Pune that notices an inbound lead drop by 30% in a quarter. The instinct is to double the ad spend. But urgency reframed could be, what if instead of doubling spend, we think about our entire content funnel? What if this is the moment to shift from paid heavy acquisition to organic first? That's the urgency which sparks a strategic change, not just a tactical panic. So here are what I think could be practical cues, which applies to SMB leaders specifically. Let's try and audit signals of decline. Let's try framing urgency positively, and let's try to communicate urgency with evidence. Here's a question on this. Is urgency in your business today driven by external fear or internal clarity? The answer will tell you whether your team feels threatened or motivated. Interesting, right? Now coming to the second one, when we're talking about change, the next immediate one is building the right alliance. Now why coalitions matter? Because too many founders believe they alone can champion marketing change. But when leadership is isolated, change feels like a founder's pet project and not an organizational imperative. A coalition creates shared ownership and credibility. So who belongs in this SMB coalition that I'm talking? You know, everybody belongs here. If we have to alone break it down, marketing specifically, if you have a lead, then they should bring in channel expertise. Sales leads, they should connect marketing to pipeline impact. Your ops and delivery should ensure promises made by marketing can be actually delivered. If you have an external advisor, a mentor, or a fractional CMO, leverage their help to provide you with an outside-in lens. And sometimes even vendors or agencies help, because they often see industry trends earlier than an in-house team. So, like we discussed in the earlier section, how about an example? Let's take hypothetically a mid-sized IT company. I've worked with more IT services and products, so probably those examples are more on that ground. I remember the time when everybody resisted marketing automation because leadership saw it as over-engineering. Yeah, that was a long time ago, but you can change automation to AI or anything that you feel relevant as of now. When only the founder pushed it, resistance stayed high. But when the sales, HR, marketing, even the consultant formed a guiding coalition, the buy-in accelerated. And even the implementation accelerated, not just the buy-in. Why? Because suddenly, automation wasn't one leader's vision. It was everybody's efficiency gain. That's the practical cue. We must choose alliance or allies with influence, not just titles. And we need a coalition narrative to impact this change or to align everybody with this change. And we must leverage diversity of roles. It cannot run in silos. So, think about your last major marketing change. Did you drive it solo, or did you have a coalition that people trusted more than they trusted your title? You'll agree that it'll be the other way. They trusted you more than your title. On that note, let's move to the next segment, which is once you have the first two aligned, how do you craft a vision? Because that should resonate. I believe vision matters more than tactics. Especially in SMBs, teams are often lean. People wear multiple hats without having a unifying vision. They chase conflicting priorities. A good vision definitely tells people not just what to do, but more importantly, why it matters. Now, specifically, vision differs for SMBs versus enterprise focus, because vision often sounds abstract, for enterprises. But for SMBs, vision definitely has to be tangible and motivating. In SMBs, the vision is not just a branding statement. It's a rallying cry for employees, customers, and even partners. So when we reposition a branding, or when we position a branding, instead of saying we make spare parts, how about saying we ensure India's factories never stop? That's the change that we want. That's the vision that we want. That vision should be powerful enough to reframe marketing, sales, and even the employee pride. As a practical cue, what I would suggest is we should have the vision that is short, not a slide deck. Definitely not a slide deck. It should be customer centric, of course, but employee should rally around that more. And it should be tested internally first. If your front desk can't articulate the vision in plain language, it's not working. You can't have a top-down approach there. If you had to explain marketing vision to a new intern in 30 seconds, would it inspire clarity or confusion? What do you think? Have you tried it internally? If not, give it a try. Give it a shot. That's the change you might want to start at. So, as we've seen today, every change starts with a spark of urgency. But urgency without allies becomes a burnout. And allies without vision become directionless. More importantly, vision without clarity becomes noise. So the first step is not about doing more marketing. It's about aligning people, purpose, and momentum. Because in the journey of change, it's not the tools you adopt first. It's the belief you build together. That's what I wanted to bring in. In our next episode, we'll explore more about how to move this vision into motion. How do we try and communicate it clearly? How do we empower others to act? And how about celebrating short-term wins that prove that this change is real? That's it on Mindful Minutes for today. See you in the next episode. Bye-bye.